This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
You can get a sandwich for takeout, or you can get it taken.
As it turns out, there's a place called the Big Star Sandwich Shop in Canada, New Westminster, Canada. According to TMZ, the manager of the shop got word that Liam Neeson was in the area filming, so he put up a chalkboard sign outside that said, Liam Neeson eats here for free. On the other side, it says, get taken by our sandwiches. Get it?
Taken.
Wow, that was a good one.
And as it turns out, it worked. TMZ says that sure enough, a few hours later, who walks in? Liam Neeson. He slipped into character with his most intimidating voice and said, where's my free sandwich?
Oh, that is the best part. I love that.
He reportedly didn't eat, but it's pretty cool that he played along.
That's great.
Now, I bring this up for a particular reason. You know who's going to be filming a movie here?
Who?
Mark Wahlberg.
I thought you were tricking me.
Actually, it's Melissa tricking Eric.
What?
Forcing him to have nightmares in his cold sweat dream. Melissa becomes Liam Neeson and tells Eric the next time he tries to set up a bit, she'll be there with a warning.
I will make you suffer pain so unimaginable. You will wiggle and beg and pray for the gift of death. Eventually, I will give you that gift.
A deadly on-air gift that sounds like this.
You know, Liam Neeson did this. Liam Neeson did that. You know, Liam Neeson was in town there filming a movie. Liam Neeson had a sandwich. And you know who's going to be filming a movie here?
Who?
Will Eric ever try to set up a bit like that again?
Vin Diesel!
Maybe not, because when he turns on the mic, Melissa Neeson will be ready.
I'll be there waiting for you again.
Do it right.
Who?
Well,
yeah.
Now that you hear that back.
Well.
What's your take now that you hear that back? And by take, I mean.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you. But what I do have is $2 and a Casio wristwatch.
You can have one.
You can have one of them.
What's your take on it now? Did you see the obvious bus come rolling right through missed getting on board?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Totally,
Not taking anything for granted there.
No.
I'm sure it's going to be Liam Neeson, but just to make sure, I better ask.
Right.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Exactly.
I would I would say there is no chance of being unsafe there.
Sometimes
there was virtually zero chance of no safety there.
You throw me a curveball once in a while.
Could have been a trick.
Well, you know what you have to do. When you have three balls and two strikes, I'm probably going to throw the fastball. When you see the setup like it was set up right there, you're better off erring on the side of obvious.
Yeah, and I just didn't do that, did I?
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. 5:39. Good morning. Sunshine today and a high of 71. Sunshine tomorrow and 70. Sunshine. How about this one on Friday? Right into your weekend at 76. Partly sunny Saturday, 73. Huh?
Perfect. Love it.
Yes.
Good stuff. What are we currently?
Oh, 49.
All right. The Cubs aren't dead, but they're on life support.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Down 3-0 to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And tonight is literally do or die.
That's
win or
true.
Go home.
That's
literally. So we'll see what happens with another late pitch, 8:08. Whip, you've been off the past 2 days. Did you stay up and watch?
I did.
All the way, really?
I did.
You didn't give up at 4-1 when Carl Edwards Jr. walked the pitcher with the bases loaded on four pitches?
Yeah. CJ is going to have to do some soul searching this offseason.
He has pitched as bad as a guy can pitch in the postseason.
It's at the point of just kind of feeling sorry for him because you know there's something mental going on there.
Right.
You know? But Joe wants to keep that confidence up, so he keeps putting him in.
Keeps sending him in, like in Top Gun.
Yes.
After Goose died, they just kept sending Maverick up.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Even Viper said it. Yeah. Keep sending him up.
Because eventually you're going to pitch your way out of it, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen this postseason. But, you know, miracles can happen.
You know what Joe should do? He should start him tonight. Just
what?
To see what a city does.
You know, there are different stories of people, managers in slumps, picking their lineups out of a hat, literally.
Right.
Maybe something along those lines with Joe Madden tonight. Why not? You haven't scored any runs. You haven't pitched well. You haven't done anything in the series. How could it hurt?
Hey, man, we decided this year for this game, we're going to do something special. We're going to do something cool. We're going to do something quirky, something wacky. We're going with Kyle Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber on the mound. He should do that.
Why not?
That would loosen the team up. Even if he doesn't do it, he should do that in the press.
Yeah.
When he meets the press before.
Right.
Yeah, man. We're going with Willie Contreras. We're going to flip him. We're going to flip. Arrieta's going to catch. Willie's going to pitch. We're going to try something wacky, something weird, something different.
Yeah. He might just do something crazy like that.
Yeah, I can't sleep during playoff baseball. It just doesn't happen.
Really?
I cannot do it.
You're wound a little tight, you know that?
Last year, those the Giants games, when they were in that Giants series, and the Dodgers series, for that matter, I remember being up till like 1 o'clock in the morning on a regular, but I was dying, but I can't do it.
Little part of me has already adopted the motto that is the top-selling T-shirt up in Wrigley. Did you see that? Hey, wait till last year.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah,
you
a lot of them wearing
the
wait till last year T-shirts last night.
I was going to say this maybe after the series is over, but I'll say it now. You get the feeling the Cubs are sort of like, they're a Blackhawks-like franchise at this point where you're going to be in the mix every single year for the most part.
You would hope.
Some years you're going to win it, some years you're not, but you're going to be a solid championship caliber team.
You think?
Most years. Yeah. That's the plan. You
like the Boston Red Sox are, and you know,
Yankees
that kind
used
of
to be. They are again now.
Yeah.
So you have a feeling that's what they're going to be, the Blackhawks. Okay. Every few years, they're going to go all the way, and that's all right.
Yeah, we can live with that for sure. All right. Game four tonight, Wrigley Field, 8:08. First pitch with Addison Russell on the mound. Get ready. Ben Zobrist warming up in the bullpen, ready to go.
Yeah.
5:42. Coming up at 7:28, 20, and 9:20. It's the Eric in the Morning birthday game. More money. $1,000 each time you win it. So make sure you're here. Let's get going on this morning's Hey, I Was Wondering at 5:53. If you're wondering how to get through to us on Hey, I Was Wondering, you can do it any number of ways, a variety of ways. You can email it. You can text it. You can Facebook it. Like this listener, texted it. Anyway, Wilson Contreras.
Yeah.
And our new social media director, Mel D. Remember, if you haven't heard the story of that, it was a very Bobby Portis, Nikola Mirotic moment between our Melissa and Mel D as they battled over their names. A lot of blind swinging.
Right.
And so Melissa said, listen, there's only one Melissa around here, punk.
And
so Melissa, our social media director, now has to go by Mel D. Anyway, so she found this on text. And says, the texter says, I probably should have brought this up when Mark Sapelsa was in as the true newsman. Sorry, Webb.
You know what? He's leaving anyway.
Yeah. Did you hear the NFL broadcaster from this last Sunday pull a real-life Ron Burgundy by reading his copy exactly as written, including at the end, see graphic for last two bullet points?
Oh.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was, I believe, Dick Stockton.
Dick Stockton is famous for these kinds of things.
Right. So, along the lines of what Ron Burgundy does, you know, how they said, just if you put it in front of Ron, he's going to read it even though he's not supposed to.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
And of course, you know, when he throws a question mark on the end.
Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego.
Uh-huh.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
That's right. I'm Ron Burgundy. So I've got the audio of Dick Stockton, who is obviously reading off a card, and then there's a thing at the bottom that he's not supposed to read. See graphic for the last two bullet points, and he just keeps reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm told the audio is a little sketchy, but let's give this a listen.
Coming up on the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony. Look. Graphic for the final two bullet points.
There you go.
Whoops. That was clear as day.
Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego.
I'm Ron
Burgundy.
Okay.
Coming up on the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony. You look. Graphic for the final two bullet points.
Now, the question becomes, did he even realize he did that?
I think after the word look, he hesitated for a second, like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Like, realized something
not
was
too
but
far
he kept,
in.
But he kept going.
Right.
I'm going to say that although I've heard him made fun of in many places over the past couple of days by many broadcasters, I'm going to say that he deserves to be defended a little bit because whoever put that in front of him screwed him.
No.
Whoever put
no,
that up there
he, no.
screwed him.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
He's
I wonder
a,
if
he's
the
a professional
was
broadcaster, and he's been doing this 600 years, and has probably seen this type of circumstance 4,000 times. He just wasn't focused or ready. You can hear it there. He wasn't really ready. He just grabbed something and started reading it. And there's nothing wrong with screwing up, but to say it's somebody else's fault, come on.
Well,
coming up on the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony. You look graphic for the final two bullet points.
There you go.
That was on him. You just got to own and go, yeah, screwed up. Moving on.
Does he even acknowledge it, or does, I mean, is that just it?
Yeah, just keep moving.
Acknowledge it
and see,
after
that's
it.
A true broadcaster. Just keep plowing
just
ahead.
Going through.
Yeah, nobody will know. Top three websites you like to visit. They say it's what you should talk about on your first date after your divorce. Books you've read, your meditative lifestyle, and websites you enjoy visiting. At number three, Natalie, the website you enjoy visiting is what? Hi, Natalie.
Oh, hi. Pottermore.
Pottermore, what's that?
The Harry Potter website.
Oh.
And what's on there? Well, obviously Harry Potter is just him looking back at you.
Everything. You can get sorted into a house. You can go over different spells and updates on what J.K. Rowling's doing. It's all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, so it's got games and
yeah,
things like that?
Yeah, you can get spells. Put spells. Hi, Woody.
Yes.
At number two, the website you like to visit.
Midwest Pickers.
Midwest Pickers. I got an idea what that might be like, but clarify.
It's basically like a Craigslist for antiques.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
It's like that show American Pickers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Those guys are from Iowa, I think.
Are they?
I think so.
Yeah. You ever find yourself a good old chair?
I got a lot of them if you want to buy one.
No, I'm good. I never really
that's
got
cool.
The antique thing. I'm not here to judge anybody that's into it, but I never got it. It's just...
Oh, man, when there's
an old chair.
No, some of them have, like, detail like you could never find in stores now. They're just, some of them are beautiful.
It's an old chair. That's all it is to me. I understand what you're saying for you. I get it. You know, my grandparents had them. I would walk in, and I kept thinking, man, we got to update this place.
Right.
They're like, no, this is how it's supposed to look. I'm like, well, it looks like I stepped back into 1911.
So. You don't do your whole house now. You do pieces.
I see. All right, and finally, in at number one, Melissa's got antiques on her house, or in her house, I can tell. In at number one, Crystal, the website you like to visit is?
The website for school closures, because I'm a teacher.
So just for fun to kill an afternoon, you'll go, oh, let's go see what's closed in July.
72 degrees outside, but I'm going, you never know.
Yeah, and keep my fingers crossed.
Man, let's cross our fingers for a burst pipe.
That time of season is coming up. It's bookmarked on my computer.
Yeah, it's bookmarked, so every day you go to the school closures website and just hope and pray, huh?
You never know.
Yeah, the American Education Society working for us.
You ever find yourself incredibly disappointed because the vast majority of the time they still have school?
Yep. Every time. My school's never on there, but I still check.
And every day that you check, that one day that it is, it's like Christmas, isn't it?
It sure is.
All right. What do we have for Crystal teaching today's youth? All right. Is there been anybody that, A, has been in a full body cast, or is that just a comedy in a sitcom? Or a moment in a sitcom, I should say. Or B, have you had like two broken arms and had to get your roommate or somebody to help you function in life? 312-591-6800. We found the two broken arms, Katie.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, so you had both arms broken and in casts.
Yes, that's true.
How did you survive?
It was very challenging. My mom had to help me with literally everything.
All right, so you got to put on your shirt. Mom's there. You got to feed yourself. Mom's there. You got to go to the bathroom. Mom's there.
That's exactly right. And for those 8 weeks, I couldn't go to the bathroom at school because I didn't want anyone there to have to help me.
Wow. How old were you?
I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, you couldn't do any work either, right? You couldn't write. You couldn't do anything. Couldn't type on a computer. Nothing.
No, I got out of a ton of projects, so it was kind of nice.
That's nice.
That is that.
And you refused during your 8-hour school day to consume any liquids.
Yeah, I don't think I drank much because it would have been pretty bad.
See, I worry about that because even if I don't drink liquids, I pee nonstop.
Yeah.
I'd be in big trouble.
That's why your mind can tell you have to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't have to pee, and then you have to pee.
That talks you right into it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jill.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I was casted up to my elbows for about 4 weeks. At 40 years old, I tried to break up a dog fight, and I ended up having to move back in with my parents for 4 weeks, and my mom had to take care of everything. And to top it off, I have really bad stomach issues, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
Oh, geez.
God.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not certain there's enough love between two people.
Yeah.
Even
okay.
Mother-daughter
yeah, no, there was,
that
there
crosses
was.
That boundary.
Yeah, it was bad.
Uh-huh.
Man.
And it was, you had to break up a fight between two dogs. You know, they had to break up a fight between two bulls yesterday.
Ah.
More on that but coming up.
She's just like, what?
Hi, Emily. Hello, Emily.
Hi.
You had to take care of your husband?
Yeah, my husband was in a motorcycle accident when I was 6 months pregnant, and he ended up breaking his collarbone on one side and broke his shoulder on the other side. So he was in two slings, and I basically had to do everything from feeding him to wiping him.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That was probably weeks on end.
Yeah, for probably about 4 weeks, and when they say for better or worse, yeah, that was the worst.
Yeah. At any point during that last part, did he ever turn around and go, really sorry about this?
Yeah, he did.
I really shouldn't have eaten that. I feel awful.
I was thinking when he's better, he owes you.
I will cut down on the fiber. Oh, God. I have underestimated this. Our phone lines are jam-packed with catfights.
Yeah, catfights.
Yeah.
All right, so I got thinking about this after hearing the story of Bobby Portis of the Bulls taking a swing at Nikola Mirotic of the Bulls in practice yesterday. Way to have control of that team, Fred.
Yeah.
Jeez. Come on.
That's terrible.
Come on.
That's
Fred's
awful.
Fred's a great guy, too. I mean, come on.
I agree.
I don't know what's going on over there. So Nikola's in the hospital now and fractured bones and, you know, rock solid start to the season.
Yeah.
Now, you know, a couple of macho, you know, guys, you know, marking their territory, peeing to mark their territory, whatever. See that in the workplace all the time. But do you ever see women tangle? Remember when, during a fight, and this was why it got weird, Melissa, who attacked Mel D.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Our social media director, over having the name Melissa. And Melissa got very territorial about her name, said, listen, there's only one Melissa around here.
Yeah. It's like out of nowhere, that just went wild.
Don't you even think about calling yourself Melissa. And then all Mel D did was stand up. And Melissa went crazy.
Yeah.
Swinging, flailing, screaming, spitting.
Yeah.
And the weird part was Whip, the voice of reason, stepped between them. And Swanee and I had to grab Whip and pull him out. So we just let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to
figure out. I'm like, Whip, you got to let him go. You got to let him go.
Who's the dominant Melissa?
Right. Hey, Gary.
Yes.
Cat fight at work?
Yeah, it was the two tall blondes at Ameritech when I worked there.
Oh, God.
They were fighting over an account that got assigned to one and not the other.
Oh, salespeople.
Mm. Right in the middle of the floor. Yeah, it was in the days when, you know, sexual harassment wasn't so looked at stuff, but these girls started going at it.
I don't think they were really harassing. There was no sexual harassment, just violent harassment. Yeah.
Tall blondes.
Gary's like, in my mind there was.
That noise he made made me a little uncomfortable.
He did. Yeah. He's I'm like, not even gonna ask if he,
I'm not going to ask if he broke him up because they're probably still fighting.
Yeah. You can't fight.
All right.
We threw in some jello.
Yeah. Some cream corn. It was awesome.
I think that's where he was going.
Right. Yeah.
All
right.
Oh, man.
Hey, Courtney. Hey, Gary, I appreciate the call. A little creepy, but I appreciate the call. I do.
He was so wistful for those old Ameritech days.
Yeah, he had it like, the good old days. Good old days when you could have a couple of women fighting and nobody thought twice about it. Hey, Courtney, you saw one of these?
Oh, yeah. I used to work at Topgolf.
Uh-huh.
And these two servers started going at it over this guy. And one of the moms of the girls actually worked there, too, and she jumped in on the fight.
Oh, so man.
So three of them going at it,
man,
throwing punches, hair being pulled. The cops
boy.
Were actually pulled.
Did you jump in? Did you jump in to break it up? Did any
I
of the guys?
I ran away.
Yeah.
That's what I would do
especially
when a fight
now
breaks out.
Three.
Probably safest.
Yeah.
Man, mom, 2-on-1. Yikes.
Mom jumped. Yeah. Easy, Gary. Wherever Gary is. Oh, yeah. Man, note to self, hang out at Topgolf more. Yeah, right?
You can't fight.
All right. Jeez. Kevin. Kevin, it's the last person in the world you would expect to show up in a girl fight at work, right?
Yeah, it is.
Who was it?
I witnessed a paralegal having a little too much to drink at an office Christmas party, and the HR director went over to her to tell her maybe she should slow down and ended up taking a swing at the HR director, just missed, and fell off her bar stool at the bar.
Oh. Yeah.
That's comedy.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
So did the HR director tangle with her at all, or just step back?
Well, she just stepped back, and then one fell down, and she had just missed her.
Yeah.
She fell down, and then the lawyers kindly escorted her out of the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the
laugh. It was awesome. Yeah. Nobody horrified
you
there,
you guys
right?
just love the girl cat fights, don't you?
Yeah, fun stuff.
Secretly.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday.
This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast. This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
Whip, you'll appreciate this. My son played his high school soccer game regionals last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand very much about it. I'm learning about soccer. He knows, obviously, everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're down 1-0, and then they tie it up with like a minute left.
Okay.
The place goes crazy, right? They tie it up 1-1. So we're going to overtime. So they have the first overtime period, and the other team scores to go up 2-1, and the overtime period ends, and they go, now on to the second overtime.
What?
Why they have, I don't know, they have two overtimes. I guess that's predetermined. You get one, and then you get a second overtime, regardless of the score. I was always under the impression, hey, you take the lead in overtime, either the game ends right there,
right?
First team to score wins, or once the overtime's over, that's it. But I guess not. I don't know.
Huh.
That's a great question. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I don't know anything about soccer rules, really. So
yeah,
I thought you shot penalty kicks.
Well, I think after the second overtime, they go to the penalty kick system.
Okay. If it's still tied?
I think, yeah. Okay. But I don't know. Now, you remember how we talked about the shower beer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is all the rage. Mm-hmm. And, it's a great way to get ready for your night out. You take a beer in the shower with you?
Yeah.
We heard from many women who take beers in the shower before they head out. Now you can take a glass of wine in there, too.
Okay.
There's a thing called the Sip Caddy. Lets you drink wine in the shower. It's a little suction cup thing you put on the wall that's designed to hold a wine glass.
Mm. Oh, nice.
I'd be nervous with a wine glass in there. It's slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, you probably take a plastic one in there, not a glass
one. That would be smart.
Drop it.
Yeah. Break one of those, you could be picking up glass forever. Yeah.
But the thing that I find interesting, in the picture they show it, and there's a nice glass of wine there, and right next to it is another suction cup thing that's holding a bowl of what appears to be tater tots. So you can also take with
shower?
Your wine a bowl of tater tots.
Oh.
Also in one of these suction cup caddies. And right next to that is a third suction cup caddy, which appears to be a bowl of ketchup.
Oh, man. I am a tater tots fan.
Yeah.
But
who doesn't love tater tots?
Oh, my gosh. So they're so good.
To enjoy them a little crispier.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to plow through them pretty quickly with, your glass of wine, your tater tots, and your little holder of ketchup in its own little ketchup caddy. And, I mean, that tells me you could, if you want to, you could take, like, some chicken tenders in there, put that in one of them, and then put, like, a barbecue sauce in the other one.
Yeah, I guess you could take anything you really wanted to in the shower if they've got caddies to hold up the food.
The time's come. Wine dispensing purses, you get those. You can also buy these spiked acrylic glasses that stand up in the sand on the beach. And now, long overdue, a convenient way to sip wine while you're taking your shower.
Hmm.
Would you drink a beer or wine in the shower?
Oh, I do.
Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. When we were discussing, I'm a shower beer guy.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't mind it at all.
And this is just before you go out?
Yeah, usually. Yeah, I don't mind it at all.
So you save time that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Get you to get the party started early, Whip.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. It's The Mix. Five things you should stop posting on social media by the time you leave college. Enough. Number one thing, blank-related posts. What kind of related posts, Laura?
Alcohol-related posts.
Exactly right.
There you go.
And you nonstop boozing, keg stands, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, when you leave college and you enter the real world,
right?
It's time to stop doing that.
You gotta grow up.
Yeah, nothing worse than a 42-year-old guy doing a keg stand on his Instagram page.
Yet it happens.
No.
All right. What do we have for Laura?
Hey, dinner for two at Harry Carey's Tavern Navy Pier, along with a chance at a pair of tickets to the Bears-Panthers game Sunday at Soldier Field. Join us Sunday at Harry Carey's Tavern Navy Pier from 9 to 11:30 a.m. as Miller Lite presents the Chicago Bears Park Tailgate and Ride. Avoid Soldier Field home game hassles with discounted Navy Pier parking and free round-trip game day transportation aboard Shoreline Water Taxi.
Mm-hmm. The Bears. The
Bears. Bears. Coach's birthday today.
See that? That's your IQ, buddy. Zero.
Okay.
Coach, how old did
70,
you say it was?
77 today.
77.
Coach Ditka. Five things you should stop posting on social media by the time you leave college. Number one, alcohol-related posts. Yeah. You went on a drinking binge all weekend long. No reason to share it with the world.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Number two, things you should stop posting on social media by the time you leave college.
your romantic escapades. You listening, Melissa?
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I go to Melissa's Facebook page. Seriously. It's all about all the action she's getting.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I got to post it, though.
Detail, too.
Number three, work-related complaints. I don't know if you know this. They're reading them.
Yes.
All right, what do we know about that, though? We just say them. So.
That's true. That might be worse.
I don't really care. Number four, endless selfies. Enough, Kardashian. Enough.
Yeah. Are those ever going to end? I don't know.
I think they're kind of fading a little bit. You know, Kim Kardashian made the announcement the selfie is so 2 years ago.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And if she said so,
yeah, we better listen to what she says.
Yeah. And finally, any bad grammar and spelling. After college, try to prove that you actually went to college and eliminate the bad grammar and the spelling issues. All right? Five things you need to keep track of. We're going to have to check into this coming up. Length difference, according to a new study, length difference between ring and index finger can predict size of something in particular. Now, you've heard this before, right?
Mm-hmm.
The difference between your ring and index finger. Now, what I had heard and what they're now saying are the complete opposites.
Really?
The studies have concluded that the ratio between a man's... And how many of you guys are looking at your hand right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure. So that's the ring finger and your pointy finger, right? Right? Okay, not your middle finger.
Take your middle finger out of it there, fella. The studies have concluded that the ratio between a man's index finger and ring finger can predict full-on appearance, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think so.
The smaller the difference in length between these two fingers means the higher the likelihood of a larger party. I thought it was the exact opposite, so I don't know.
Mine appear to be the same, by the way. Is that good or bad?
Oh, well, then you're bringing the thunder.
Oh, fantastic.
You're like Imagine Dragons bringing the thunder.
Nice.
I don't know. Let me just say it speaks badly for me.
I was going to say, isn't your pointer finger or whatever, isn't it?
Well, that one's not as bad.
Oh, wow, there's a big difference on one of your hands. Yeah, you got one finger that's really long.
I'm like an 11-year-old boy.
Oh, man.
All right.
Huh.
Hold that thought on that one. Because, you know, if that's the case, maybe he's not marriage material. There are types of guys who are not marriage material, they say, no matter how much you like them. And they give them titles. The help me until I'm ready guy. The dare to discuss marriage because he won't guy. These are guys that are not marriage material. The be my guest and discuss marriage guy. Oh, that's a good one. The bear with me guy. Bear with me.
Yeah, yeah. Stalling.
The let's have fun for a while guy. All guys that are not marriage material. Okay. So when you experience these guys and their act or their games or their existence or whatever it might be, you have to realize and come to terms with the fact, ladies, that they're not marriage material. Which takes us to text topic of the day. You ready?
Ready. Mm-hmm.
You text us 60123. We'll give you a half hour. All right? 60123. Text us now. How did you know? What was the moment you knew he wasn't marriage material? How did you know? What was the moment you knew he wasn't marriage material? This thing happened. This was said. This whatever unfolded. And you realize, bing, light bulb goes off. This guy is not marriage material. What was it?
Hey, hey, no need to turn away. So many things to say.
A lot of things.
It's Tidbit Wednesday.
All right.
Okay, time for Tidbit Wednesday. All the tidbits we haven't had a chance to get to today, you know, like the story yesterday of the guy getting peed on a United flight. That's the kind of tidbits you get.
Yeah.
Earlier we teased you with the woman who got the nacho cheese thrown at her. They arrested the nacho cheese throwing weirdo.
The lady in Florida.
Big ears on her.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Big ears. You know, baseball tonight. It's do or die for the Cubs.
No, I'm feeling the pressure.
And you got to win. Are you? Imagine how they are.
I know.
Boy, oh boy.
For everybody.
You know, Anthony Rizzo's going to arrive and go, hey, I don't know if you guys know this. Melissa's feeling the pressure. Let's go.
Hey, whatever it takes to motivate.
That's true.
Maybe that's what it'll be.
Maybe this will be a good motivator once you make the World Series. I know it's going to motivate me. Taco Bell has returned with the Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion.
Hmm.
So during the World Series, if any of the players, game one, two, or three, steal a base, they give you a taco.
Cool.
Go ahead and get a taco.
Sure.
You love that, don't you?
I love tacos.
Free tacos are even better.
You like cupcakes?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Google Maps is removing the cupcake calorie counter after user backlash.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
You know how this works?
No.
So with Google Maps, they have a cupcake-themed calorie counter.
It's receiving the backlash, including concern over the feature being possibly unscientific add-on that could trigger people with eating disorders.
What?
The experimental feature, styled as a pink cupcakes, cupcake, shows users how many estimated... Jesus, what is wrong with me?
Estimated?
I think I'm drunk.
Maybe.
It's a late night for you.
God. The experimental feature, styled as a pink cupcake, showed users how many estimated calories in terms of cupcake they would burn if they walked to the destination that they've chosen. So you punch into Google Maps, I'm going from here to the Hancock building.
Yeah.
And it says, if you walk it, here's how many calories you would burn. It shows with the cupcake being diminished.
Okay.
And they're wanting them to take that off?
Yes, people are concerned that it could trigger people with eating disorders.
That's over the top.
You are killing me.
And Google has to go... All right. Fine.
Taking out all the fun of everything.
I know. How are you supposed to look at a cupcake? They're also going to say the Taco Bell Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion is also potentially causing an eating disorder.
If you walk to Taco Bell, you'll be fine.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Whip, you love her. Goop, right?
Fantastic, yes. Goop. All good stuff.
Goop did the worst pseudoscience award. That's given out by Whip.
Probably. If he could, he would.
No doubt. The brand spearheaded by actress was awarded the Rusty Razor for being best at promoting pseudoscientific nonsense.
Well, we hear stories about that site every week or two.
Yep. The company, which promotes putting a jade egg in a woman's yoni, which is
yoni?
That's code for...
That?
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
Why would you put a jade egg in there? Placing biofrequency healing stickers on bodies has been criticized for promoting health benefits with zero scientific proof.
Yep. Doesn't stop them. Doesn't stop people from believing them. Then it doesn't stop people from claiming that they benefited, even though there's nothing to the thing that they're benefiting from.
And somewhere, Gwyneth Paltrow's just laughing, going, doesn't matter. Who cares? I'm getting rich.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Laughing at you.
You know something that Whip cares about? He cares about a lot. Disney.
Oh my gosh, yeah. How many times have you been there?
A couple times.
You love it though, right?
Yeah, it's fun, sure.
You know, you heard probably yesterday they're letting dogs there now.
Oh, no, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you can take dogs to Disney now, in particular the hotels.
Not just Goofy and Pluto anymore?
No, there's different hotels where you can now take dogs. The dog can stay with you.
Right. Okay.
Also, Disney just announced the ultimate Christmas package full of exclusive experiences.
Whoa. How much is that
this
one?
This puts on this. Again, with the price with you. Always the price. Not what's in it, the price.
I know. Well,
it's a reasonable question in this case, since the regular stuff is so pricey anyway.
It is a reasonable one, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it's always the first one.
Yeah, right.
You don't go, well, what's in the package?
Right.
And then you hear and go, geez, what's that cost? It's right away. What does it cost?
Yep.
What if I said it costs $5,000? And you'd say, oh, my God. And then I follow, but it says you'll live forever.
Yep.
Then it'd suddenly be worth it, wouldn't it?
I would want the details for sure after the price.
Guests who buy the package will arrive on December 21st and leave the 26th, enjoying a full itinerary of exclusive experiences in between. The offer includes a 5-night stay at select moderate and deluxe Disney resorts, 4-day theme park tickets with park hopper options, and a ton of exclusive events that you'll attend that nobody else will because you're cooler than them.
Mm-hmm.
That's for Christmas.
People will be all over that.
Oh, yeah. What's it cost?
I can't help it.
I know that's a legitimate question. I'm just always interested that it's the first thing out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, parents. One of this year's hottest toys for Christmas is already selling out. Cost regardless.
Thanks.
The LOL surprise, big surprise, is sold at major retailers such as Target, Walmart, Toys R Us, and Amazon. It's the equivalent of last year's Hatchimal, and is already nearly impossible to find. Here's the good news. If you can't find it, you'll be able to buy it 2 weeks after Christmas in the discount bin at Target. They'll have 4,000 of them in the discount bin. Also, if you do buy it, here's the news. You get it to them for Christmas, by December 27th, they'll never use it again.
This is true.
No doubt. And that thought actually crossed my mind about Hatchimals the other day because I saw an entire store shelf full of Hatchimals.
Yep.
And that was the
thing. They're coming out with different kinds, but I think there's like two in an egg now.
That may be the case, but that was the thing last Christmas where people were fighting each other and all the rest of that stuff, and they were sold out and all that.
We're all crazy.
Yeah.
We're crazy because of this, too. Police are now advising in Washington, please stop calling 911 to report Facebook is down.
What?
They actually had to issue a release to their citizens.
Yeah.
You've got to stop calling 911 people when Facebook goes down.
Oh my God.
Other police news. In St. Louis, a woman busted for $7,000 Victoria's Secret theft after the getaway car caught on fire. Hot pants, hot pants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, $7,000 in underpants.
Okay.
Police are also searching for a man who shot his daughter's boyfriend in the groin just to send a message. Listen. Listen, Joey. Here's how it's going to work. I don't know that I can trust you. My daughter's a beautiful girl. Let's just get it out of the way. I'm going to shoot you in the groin.
Don't you use that.
And then after that, you can go out with her. Okay, Mr. Williams. Police in Pennsylvania searching for a man accused of shooting his daughter's boyfriend in the groin after an argument at a motel. Well, if he walked into a motel and caught some boy with his daughter...
He lost his mind for a minute.
Shoot her in the groin and shoot him in the groin just to make sure the message is clear. And finally... On Tidbit Wednesday, Whip, this is also for you.
Okay.
I know you love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Got a new album.
You know, Dave Grohl has christened the seventh Foo Fighter. He's like, listen, this guy right here, seventh Foo Fighter. Do you know who it is?
I don't.
Dave Grohl says, Rick Astley, that's our guy. We love Rick. You know, Rick's appeared with him on stage and everything.
Yeah,
and then
they did this song.
And Carpool Karaoke, Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters sang this song.
Yeah.
Never gonna give you up. Yep. Rick is the man, said Dave Grohl, the seventh Foo Fighter. He's such a sweetheart. Grohl goes on to add, I love that he gets nervous before playing. He's Rick Astley, man. He's like Muhammad Ali.
Oh, my God. What is good? He's like, you never would have put these two together.
He's like Muhammad Ali. Dude, why are you so nervous? You're Rick freaking Astley. And that is what we call...
No need to turn away.
Tidbit Wednesday.
So many things to say.
Yeah, that's what that was.
It's Tidbit Wednesday.
Yay!
Yay!
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.